This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News here at RBN. The date is 1 September 2023, reporting live. On August 30th, a Russian airport in the city of Pskov, used both for military and civilian purposes, was attacked by Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles, drones. The attack raised lots of suspicions, since the airfield is located near the Russian border with the Baltic states and far from Ukrainian territory. On August 31st, yesterday, both Moscow and Kiev officially commented on the incident, and the satellite imagery revealed the results of the attack. Zelensky officially declared the use of long-range weapons at a target 700 kilometers away from Ukraine. He did not reveal the exact nature of the target, but it was clear he meant the airfield attack the day before. Plain on his words, he did not dare to take responsibility, but he was too excited to declare another victory. He didn't disclose what type of long-range weapons the Ukrainian armed forces had used, but it's pretty clear these were sophisticated drones, and they did damage to some monster aircraft belonging to the Russian government. In fact, Russia's been rather perturbed, reporting Ukraine drone attack not possible without help from the West. In other words, Russia's reasons to distrust the West are only made more emphatic by this attack. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Ukrainian drone attack on Russia would not be possible without help from the West. She stressed the Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles would not have been able to travel such a distance without information feeds from Western satellites. Comment came after the drones targeted six Russian regions Wednesday in what is said to be the largest Ukrainian drone attack on the country since the special military operation began. Among the cities targeted was Pskov, about 20 miles from the border of NATO member Estonia, over 400 miles from Ukraine. A massive drone attack came after the Washington Post reported the U.S. expected Ukrainian operations inside Russia to increase, thereby, of course, greatly enhancing the prospect of war breaking out. Meanwhile, the U.S. desire for World War III escalates as it mulls resumption of nuclear weapons testing, while the troubled Biden admin keeps parroting the same narrative about CO2 emissions, even insisting that a ban on gas stoves would help fight global warming. It's also actively working on the return of ever-so-climate-friendly live nuclear weapon testing. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been warning about this for months, though it's usually decried as Russian disinformation by the mainstream propaganda machine, which dominates information reporting right here in the United States. It's important to note that thanks to the efforts of the United States, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty never entered into force, and its implementation is largely dependent on the goodwill of the signatories. Now, let me add, there appear to be increased motives of the Biden administration war because the massive evidence of the corruption of Joe, Hunter, Jim, of the whole Biden crime family. There appears to be a growing consensus in Washington that Biden's only going to be able to evade impeachment by going to war. Meanwhile, we have Tucker talking about what's taking place here, that the U.S. and Russia will go to war within a year.
Just recently, Tucker went over to Budapest, and he kind of asked for forgiveness on the behalf of American citizens for what's going on. And he explains the insanity over here of believing that Ukraine is one F-16 away from defeating Russia. You know, we've heard these stories out there that they're winning the war. It's David versus Goliath with the help of the United States funding them. They can fight for our democracy over here, over there. And a lot of people honestly do believe that Putin's in a bunker hiding out, that he's just a door knock away from being taken into custody in America, helping Ukraine win
the
war.
Who thinks that? Even the official narrative isn't saying that.
What official narrative? Not the official narrative. The official narrative is still saying that
they're losing their will to have tons of casualties.
Adverse, what do they call it? Casualty
adverse. Yeah.
Take a listen to what Tucker says over there in Budapest.
And in the United States right now, the overwhelming majority of the population believes that the Ukrainian army is this close to defeating the Russian army. And, you know, again, I think it's totally fair to root for the Ukrainian army. I'm not.
Are they all watching Breaking Points? Are they all watching Crystal Ball and Kyle?
Well, what if they're just watching MSNBC and CNN and even Fox?
Even Breaking Points is saying it's not going that great.
Are they? Yes. Are they finally telling the truth?
Finally.
Yes.
Well, how long did it take? Because they were gung-ho for the war when it started.
Didn't Marianne Williamson on the show say that she thought that we're kind of, she was supportive still of what was
going
on?
She was still, yeah, you got to still. You got to fight. You can't let Putin do imperialism, is what she said.
Nikki Haley the other day still thinks that they're going to win. So we have to fight.
History started over in 2016 because that's how nobody can remember, like, we were just about to win in Afghanistan.
Remember that? Yeah.
And Iraq. We're
and
just
Iraq
about
too.
To win. Now
just
we just don't
to,
talk about
the it. Surge. We did
the surge.
Surge.
Okay, but there was colorful charts and everything that kind of helped that situation. Here we go.
Acting anybody, I'm sorry that Russia invaded Ukraine. I'm not taking the Russian position on this. I'm merely saying that the fact of what is actually happening, not what we wish would happen, but what is happening, is essential if we want to make up our minds about what to do next. And in the United States, virtually everyone I've ever met believes that Ukraine is winning. Now, if you think about this for a moment, here you have one country which has 100 million more people than the other country and has much deeper military industrial capacity, can make more missiles, make more bullets, make more tanks than the other country. So over time, the bigger country is almost certain to win, correct? This is a physics principle. Right. It's not a statement of allegiance. You're not a shill for somebody for acknowledging that. If we're wrestling and you outweigh me by 100 pounds, you're probably going to win because you're bigger. That's a fact. And yet my country, a nation of 350 million people, has been told exactly the opposite for a year and a half for ideological reasons, as a function of propaganda. It is lying. And the scary thing is that otherwise very smart people believe it, even though you can still, and this may change, go on Wikipedia in the United States and look up population numbers. How many people live in Russia? How many people live in Ukraine? Oh, one outweighs the other by 100 million people. That's probably going to win. Maybe we should force a peace or whatever, or adjust our expectations accordingly. But no. And it's funny, I showed up here in Budapest a couple of days ago, and I've talked to a bunch of different people and eaten like maybe 27 different meals. Gain a lot of weight in your country, I got to be honest. That's not a criticism, just a fact. And I've asked every person, back where I come from, the most informed, the most technologically superior nation in the history of man, the only country to put a human being on the surface of the moon. In that country, everybody believes that Ukraine is one F-16 away from beating Russia on the field of battle. And every single Hungarian, most of them are anti-Russian, by the way. I haven't met anyone in Hungary who likes the Russians, just being honest. They don't like the Russians. But everyone has looked at me like I'm insane. What? No. No. And it's embarrassing.
Well, Tucker's, of course, got the war right, even if he's got the moon landing wrong. I dare say, I think his projection, we didn't hear him say the words, but the very idea that we're going to be at war with Russia within a year is all too likely to be true. Meanwhile, proof that Maui residents were being trapped and left to burn alive by the government. Disturbing footage out of Maui might be evidence there's more to the fires that torched the island than the government is telling us. Residents were desperately trying to escape as the fires barreled toward them, but they quickly found out this wasn't going to happen. Local police were trapping residents in the path of the fire. One individual attempted to escape, pulled out his phone, and recorded a police vehicle driving past him to block the road ahead to make sure nobody could escape. Look at this. Holy shit. This is a nightmare, the man noted, going on to add. I don't know where he's going, probably to block our street. They're going to effing barbecue all these people down here in Lujana, the man said. The fleeing resident continued to point out they had all been trapped thanks to an inexplicable effort by police to block them from leaving. We're all trapped in here. They're blocking off all the exits. Everyone is just stuck going in a circle in a fire pit. Well, inexplicable. If they think the police are actually performing duties to serve and protect the community, perfectly explicable if you understand this was a manufactured fire using directed energy weapons, and that the whole idea is to kill as many as possible, including the children, who would otherwise be the legal heirs to the property, so the elites can scarf it up. I mean, disgusting beyond words. Absolutely as corrupt and immoral as any actions can possibly be. Meanwhile, Peter Ducey, who seemed to be among the few in Washington in the press who care about the truth, hits Jean Pierre with a blunt question about Biden's Maui wildfire response that visibly shook his colleagues. Get this. Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey asked White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre a direct question on Wednesday about Joe Biden's response, this case to Hurricane Idalia, to all appearance. The president has been intimately involved in the disaster response. Even astute politics told reporters he trusts DeSantis. Ducey's question then sought to understand why Biden's response to this natural disaster has been robust compared to his no-comment response to the Maui wildfires. Did you guys realize that the initial Hawaiian wildfire response was not that good? Or is it just easier for people to get help from the White House when the president is not on vacation, he asked, referring to Biden's vacation to Rehoboth and Lake Tahoe earlier this month. The query visibly shocked reporters sitting near Ducey, according to NBC News' Peter Alexander and the Wall Street Journal and Lasky. Get this. It seemed like the hurricane response is so far robust. Did you guys realize the initial Hawaiian wildfire was not that good, or is it just easier to get people to help from the White House when Biden is not on vacation? Jean-Pierre, of course, was also not pleased. So the premise of your question and the way you pose your question, I disagree, just for the record. According to the press secretary, Ducey should speak with Hawaiian officials who will allegedly inform him that Biden reacted in record time to the Maui wildfires. The officials she cited, the state governor and U.S. senators, of course, are Democrats. If you were to do your reporting and speak to the governor of Hawaii, the senators of Hawaii, the folks on the ground, they would say the president reacted in record time when it came to dealing with the wildfires, when it came to deal with making sure they got everything they need from the federal government to deal with what was going on the ground. Easily contradicted. Total nonsense. Well, what else are we going to get from the press secretary for the most corrupt president in American history? Meanwhile, RFK Jr. is receiving praise for his words of consolation, hope, and wisdom. Sunday, August 27th, I attended an assembly of grassroots charitable organizations working together to provide relief for the displaced survivors of the Lahaina fire. The event was hosted by the Hungry Heroes Hawaii Charity at a Amasa Farm Sanctuary in Haiku, Maui, about 5:30 local. RFK Jr. addressed the gathering by Zoom. Although I was aware of his public speaking gifts, I was still surprised by how much thought and feeling he invested in his address. For about 6 minutes, he spoke about the mystery of death and the inconsolable grief we experience when we lose someone we love. The highlight was the wise counsel his mother had offered him when his brother Michael died. My mother was accustomed to grief, and she had figured out how to process it in a way that was really dignified and admirable. I asked her if the whole people leave in us when they die ever gets any smaller. My mother told me it never gets any smaller, but our job is to grow ourselves bigger around the whole, and that way we do by incorporating the best virtues of those people we lost into our own character, and in making that effort, we build ourselves. We build our character. We give those people a kind of immortality because we're thinking every day about how to improve ourselves by incorporating the lessons of their lives and the virtues they displayed when they were with us. And at the same time, we grow ourselves into bigger people. And when we do that, the whole gets proportionately smaller. This very admirable path, RFK Jr. continued, that you have committed yourselves to shows us you have used this incident not to allow yourself to be shattered and destroyed or overwhelmed, rather to bring yourself together, not wait for the government to rescue you, but to bring yourself together and to rebuild a sense of community. God talks to us as though each other through organized religion, through the great books of these religions, through wise people and prophets, through art, music, literature, poetry, through the nature and the creation. But he or she or it probably talks to us most precisely through each other. And we understand God through our relationship. His or her power flows through us from other people, even people we don't like, but especially from people we love. Those were very wonderful sentiments, no doubt about that. But the fact of the matter is, RFK Jr. is being marginalized by the Democrat Party. They don't want him to be participating in any debates with Joe. They want to control everything that happens. The censorship and the suppression of alternative voices has become staggering beyond belief. Meanwhile, other events are taking place in their efforts to deny Donald Trump the right to run as president in 2024. We have Jack Smith declaring an emergency that he wants an additional hearing. Special agent, since his indictment against former President Trump on January 6th, the twists and turns are daily news. The charges stem from the fact that the then president questioned the outcome of the 2020 election, even as widespread reports of fraudulent voting rang out across the country. Trump has denied all wrongdoing on his part, and both he and conservative maintain the bogus charges are politically motivated. There's really no room for doubt about it. Smith's indictment. Right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Now, what appears to be going on here is a special counsel wants to have a protective order over discovery evidence in the case against Trump for, you know, his attempts to overturn the election, which Trump can defeat by demonstrating that his belief that the election had been stolen was bona fide, sincere, 100%. And where the special counsel now, I believe, is belatedly realizing the discovery could enable Trump to reveal all the use of the mail-in ballots, all the use of the Dominion voting machines, all the use of truckloads of phony ballots, all the use of this America First network where Barack Obama had our electoral system folded in under control by DHS and FEMA. So they could actually monitor and change votes down to the precinct level. So they're trying to constrain that, having realized now that Trump's actually in a very powerful position. I mean, just think about If you watch when Mike Lindell brought in one expert after another, or when Ron Johnson invited others to testify, or just watch Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules, you realize Trump is in a tremendously powerful position, and he wants to expose what he could gain through discovery to the American people. Because Smith is on the wrong side, he wants to suppress it. In a trial about First Amendment rights, the government seeks to restrict them. Trump's attorney wrote, worse, it does so against its administration primary political opponent. During election season, in which the administration, prominent party members, and media allies have campaigned on the indictment and proliferated its false allegations. In a rather quick response, Smith accused Trump's legal team of proposing an order designed to allow him to try the case in the media rather than a courtroom. But of course, this is really all about getting the truth out as to what was going on here, which is richly to be deserved, most welcome. Meanwhile, how bad is this? The White House has asserted executive privilege over 200 Hunter Joe Biden records. The White House has asserted executive privilege over 200 records housed in the National Archives concerning Hunter's business interaction with the Office of Vice President during the Obama admin. Remember, we were told by Joe there were no such records, there were no such documents, that he had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. Release would disclose confidential advice between the president and his advisors, or between such advisors, the National Archives has said in response to the record request. The National Archive has also refused to provide lawmakers information about Joe Biden's email aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. The scope of the emails requested encompass some of Hunter's earliest business ventures with Rosemont Seneca, an entity associated with Devin Archer, Eric Sherwin, CCP-like entities, and Che Feng, whom Hunter Biden identified as the super chairman. In other words, the archives is doing its best to conceal evidence from the American people. Meanwhile, a Trump judge has made obscene comments. This is the same judge, Tanya Chutkan, presiding over the 2020 election federal case against Trump. In the eyes of many, obscenely compared the January 6, 2021 events of the Capitol to the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, what is interesting about that comparison is, based upon my collaborative research regarding the Boston bombing, the police were tweeting, we're out there on bullhorn saying, this is a drill, this is a drill. The Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb will be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities, and that another, in 1 minute, one will be set off opposite the library. And exactly that happened. And as a former Marine Corps artillery officer, I tell you, they weren't powerful enough to kill anyone unless perhaps you were sitting right on top of them. It was a false flag. They wouldn't allow ambulances. They wouldn't allow physicians because they were using amputee actors and fake blood to perpetrate. And what's similar in relation to 9/11 is that it was an inside job. So her comparison, actually, in ways she really did not intend, turns out to be very apt, because January 6th was an inside job. It was a false flag. It was put on with loads of FBI, loads of Capitol Police, all kinds of... Right?
I look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it?
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Sun, I say it's all right.
If comments by the judge in the January 6th case inadvertently underlined that it was fabricated, that the event January 6th was an inside job and a false flag, we have more direct testimony vindicating Trump in relation to the Georgia case, or testimony this week in federal court by the Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, contradicted claims that former President Trump insisted he violate his oath of office by fabricating enough votes to win the state. As Breitbart has noted, the media has misrepresented the January 2021 phone call between Trump and Raffensperger, quoting Trump as telling Raffensperger he should find the votes necessary for him to win. In fact, Trump said, "I just want to find the votes," referring to his own state of mind. Moreover, the context was that Trump believed he'd actually won the state of Georgia, and the vote simply had not been properly counted yet. 100% correct. Raffensperger took the stand in federal court in the Northern District of Georgia, part of a hearing on a motion by former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, one of Trump's 18 co-defendants in the criminal case in Fulton County, Georgia. Meadows argued the case should be removed to federal court because he was just working for the president, therefore cannot be tried in state court under the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. I think that's a good argument. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin has been getting back into the political discourse these days, making some astute points. Here she observed to Newsmax, Dems will ditch Biden and bring in a savior. Democrats will at the last moment replace President Joe Biden in a presidential race to take away an issue, the widespread corruption allegations against him and his family, and give the new candidate the aura of being a savior. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin told Newsmax Wednesday. Palin shared the theory, and I think she's got it exactly right, in the context of her reaction to the latest revelations and investigations into the various trips Hunter took with his father on official government planes. The former Alaska governor asked, what has taken so long to probe the details of these activities, since she contends everyone saw a news report over the years that Hunter was riding around with his dad, who was then vice president on Air Force Two, and would allegedly come back from these trips with deals that would enrich his corrupt family. Palin said, the reason further details are being exposed now is actually a strategy of the left to get the public so angry at all the corruption of Biden and his family that last minute they're going to have Biden bail. He won't be the nominee. They're going to throw someone else in who will be the Democrat messiah, their new savior, take away so many of the arguments the right has from the left during this campaign. She also commented on the pseudonyms that's been discovered Biden has long been using, saying it's hard to believe the head of the executive branch would pull such a thing. She added, the worst thing about it is he used a false name for nefarious reasons. It wasn't to protect his own privacy or that of his kids. It was to enrich himself and the Biden family. I think Sarah Palin's got that exactly right, in that it's very obvious the individual they plan to bring in are going to be Gavin Newsom of California, Michelle Obama, who I do believe now is becoming so widely known that Michelle is a man, and there's some very salacious allegations about Barack that are, to the best of my knowledge, completely true. Even Tucker is going to be interviewing a man who had gay sex with Obama while he smoked crack. I mean, this is all coming. And because of the death of Tafari Campbell in Martha's Vineyard, I think Michelle is going to be in a very difficult position to answer questions that are all too appropriate. How could he drown in 3 feet of water? What happened to the blood sample? How does it turn out that he was conked on the back of the head? Where did Brock get those cuts or whatever on his hand and the black eye? How can it be that his clothing was found separate from the body? In other words, was this naked paddle boarding? All consistent with a gay sex between him and Barack, where they had a falling out similar to Paul Pelosi and David. And Barack, I'm forced to conclude, may have strangled him, brought about his death, and then they did their best to figure out what to do with a body. I think this is very serious, and I think that these loose ends are going to be a real problem for Michelle Obama should she become a candidate for the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, who we all have assumed was going to be the most powerful challenge to Donald Trump, is now fading into oblivion. Get this. Ron DeSantis' $50 million super PAC closes after donors were spooked by rookie SHIT mistakes. Wow. A super PAC set to back Ron DeSantis with $50 million is closing as donors back out. while its founders said the Florida governor's campaign was guilty of rookie SHIT mistakes, and he will now back Donald Trump. John Thomas, a Republican strategist known as the Billy the Kid of political battles, set up Ron to the rescue in November and had secured financial commitments from mega wealthy donors. But he said the donors began having second thoughts after the botched DeSantis campaign launch on Twitter Space back just a few months ago, falling apart. So DeSantis is not going to be a viable threat. We did have emerging from the debate DeSantis and Ramaswamy being roughly co-equal. Ramaswamy is saying a lot of good things, but there are also other reasons to question whether Ramaswamy would really be the right choice for ties to Soros, Rothschilds, things like that, which I intend to explore in greater detail as we move forward. The question becomes, who then would Trump be likely to pick as a running mate? I think there's a general consensus it's going to be a woman, though I do think that Ron Johnson, my own senator from Wisconsin, would be a superb choice. I have in the past thought Tulsi would be a good pick, but there are reasons for questioning. I understand she's not strong on the Second Amendment as she ought to be, though I believe she would be educable. The fact is that that would work against her, and she might make a better governor of Hawaii. This is a time for strong leadership there, and I think Tulsi could provide that. Carrie Lake, well, I've said in the past, she doesn't have the governmental experience, but then again, neither did Donald Trump. So I'm reconsidering about Carrie Lake, though I'm also hearing rumors that she might run for governor of Arizona. Meanwhile, Trump says fear-mongering about the new COVID variant is a lunatic ploy to rig the 2024 election. Of course, they're going to do this so they can move for mail-in balloting again. That was one of the principal techniques they used to steal the election in 2020. Get this. Former President Donald Trump, Wednesday, accused left-wing lunatics of fear-mongering about new COVID variants in order to justify the reintroduction of their left-wing lockdowns and mandate policies, including the use of drop boxes and mail-in ballots in 2020, in a bid to rig the 2024 election. He's got it right. Trump made the remarks in a video posted August 30th on Truth Social, saying his message should serve as a warning to every COVID-19 tyrant who now he wants to take away our freedom, but it would be plain into the hands of those wanting to exploit COVID restriction to interfere in next year's election. Left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all their sudden fear-mongering about new variants that are coming. As I mentioned in the past, COVID viruses are known to mutate so fast that you can't actually develop a vaccine for them, because by the time you get the vaccine for one variant, it's moved on to another. Meanwhile, Trump has stated where he stands on these lockdowns in this new video. Check it out.
Lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election. even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
In that minute and a half, Trump covered a lot of territory, and I think he got it exactly right. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is promoting a new scheme to cut down trees to fight climate change. I mean, this is just bizarre, absurd, scientifically indefensible. Bill Gates is funding a scheme to cut down and bury trees to reduce global warming. Crossroads with Joshua Phillip tweets, scientists say burying trees can reduce global warming as well. I don't know where they're finding these scientists. What's more, in Josh's analysis of Bill Gates' agenda, after cutting the mostly California trees, CODAM plans on burying them, allegedly to prevent them from spewing carbon back into the air. But carbon is indispensable to life on Earth. If you took out all of the carbon, you'd find we had no possible way of sustaining life on Earth. Here's more about it.
Let's begin today, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 29th of August, 2023. Trump's D.C. trial date set for March 4th, just one day before Super Tuesday. D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan has set March 4th. The new lawsuit turns up the pressure on the archives to release the documents as court rejects suit.
We know what Bill Gates is up to, and none of it is good for human beings or other living things. Meanwhile, Carlos Santana has been canceled for simply saying a biological fact about men and women. Get this. How bad has it become? The cancel culture mob is out of control in America. Any athlete, entertainer, celebrity who opposes a woke agenda faces calls for censorship and cancellation. Now, music legend Carlos Santana is about to be canceled for stating a biological fact about men and women. The woke cancel culture has ended the careers of many celebrities, athletes, entertainers for speaking out against their agenda. They tried to cancel country music star Morgan Wallen after a video service of him using a racial slur while out drinking and having fun with friends. He almost lost his career after his record label was dropped and his music was pulled. The country star was also banned. Left-wing activists recently tried to cancel his friend and fellow country star, Jason Aldean, over his hit star, Try That in a Small Town. Even though they succeeded to pressure CMT to remove the music video from their channel, the cancel campaign failed as conservatives rallied behind Aldean and pushed Try That in a Small Town to the top of the charts. Now music legend Carlos Santana could be the next star to face cancel culture mob. He recently stated a biological truth that left the left in a frenzy. When God made you and me, before we came out of the womb, you know who you are and what you are. A woman is a woman and a man is a man. Before adding, that's it. Santana followed up by making it clear that whatever you want to do in the closet, that's your business. I'm okay with that. He mentioned comedian Dave Chappelle, who's also faced a long battle against the cancel culture mob over his jokes about transgenderism. I am like this with my brother Dave Chappelle, he said. Think about it. A woman is a woman and a man is a man is controversial in America today? My God, those statements can't possibly be false. Those turn out to be logical truths. A woman is a woman. How could that possibly be false? If something is a woman, then that something is a woman is a trivial truth. A man is a man similarly. Those are observations that are true. They're true by definition, by grammar. They can't possibly be false. So what, of course, is generating all this hysteria? Well, you know perfectly well, the Democrats want to promote biological absurdities. They have rush pell-mell into an absolute intellectual mass of confusion. It's unreal what's happening here. Santana's in the right, of course, and the left could not be more wrong. We're going to hear more about this as we move forward, because the denial of elementary biological facts, like the denial of elementary physical facts, this goes all the way back to Maui, because here you got fires that are melting aluminum and glass that requires intense temperatures of at least around 1,400 or 4,000 degrees, far higher than any wildfire.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Well, every now and then we get an article that just epitomizes the perversity of the Democrat position on gender and sexual identity. Here's one from the Epoch Times. I highly recommend that source. Highly reliable. In depth. Woman says her daughter was sex trafficked after school hit gender transition. Get this. Think about your being a parent, father, mother of this girl. A woman has filed a lawsuit against a Virginia school district alleging its clandestine support of her daughter's decision to change her gender identity resulted in her being threatened, bullied, and ultimately trafficked by sexual predators. Michelle Blair, biological grandmother and adoptive mother of 16-year-old Sage Blair, alleges in a lawsuit filed in August, staff at the Appomattox County High School directed Sage, who has a history of mental health issues and early childhood traumas, to change her name and pronouns and to use a boy's bathroom, all the while keeping it secret from Mrs. Blair, her adoptive mother. While attending school identifying as a boy named Draco, Sage faced abuse from other students because of the actions of the staff to transition her, Blair told the Epoch Times. She was being verbally, physically, and sexually harassed with constant threats of rape from the male students, and despite this, the school still encouraged her to use a boy's bathroom. Among the defendants named in the lawsuit are two counselors, Dina Olson and Avery Villa, and Maryland public defender Anissa Kahn. According to the lawsuit, Ms. Olson and Mr. Villa played a key role in deliberately concealing Sage's transition while engaging in inappropriate psychotherapy methods to facilitate her belief she was a boy, which led to increased trauma and her decision to run away in August of 2021. Sage, identified as SV in the lawsuit, was kidnapped, drugged, and raped by an adult male who later drove her to Washington, where she was left with two brothers who drugged and raped her again before driving her to Maryland, where she was left with a registered sex offender who kept her in a locked room only to be trafficked to other men. After Sage had gone, law enforcement found a note she left for her parents that read, "You've done your job. Jesus loves you. I'm afraid of what is to come. If I stayed beyond your guard, there are bad people around here. Oh, my love." The law enforcement rescued Sage on September 2nd, 2021. Mrs. Blair. Unreal. Unreal.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.